Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is Human Rights Day. We wanted to chat to Wendy Kahn. She is the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Wendy, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well. How are you?
I am good, thank you. But we've been contemplating this whole human rights thing, and it really worries me that it just seems to be words. You know, is it our lived experience? Is it aspirational, or is it actually none of the above? We've been talking about various aspects, and what I wanted to ask you about is the behavior, the choices that the ANC made following October 7th, how this talks to their stated values. Give me your thoughts.
No, I think you know, I remember several years ago, we took a group of school learners. We actually did it a few times. We took them through to Sharpeville to remember what happened there and the horrific atrocities that happened in 1960, and of course all those people that were brutally murdered. And it does, there does seem to be that politicization of human rights today, that we can't just call out wherever and however there is a human rights violation. It all has to be couched in our own political narratives and our whole own political beliefs. And I think for me, that's what was so incredibly painful after October 7, was how even on a personal level, there was no ability to actually empathize and to understand what had happened. And I just want to share with you a deeply personal experience that I had. This was the literally days after October 7, and I stopped sleeping. I still struggled to sleep after October 7, as many do. And at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I wrote to a friend of mine in the ANC, somebody who I'd been very, very close to for many years. And I said to her, you know, I just want to share with you, you know, that you haven't, your organization has not in any way come out with any form of condemnation or even any sympathy, not even for the victims, but for our own Jewish community and for the South Africans that died on that day. I said, you know, for us, this is not a political thing. For us, it's a personal thing. At that stage, my friend Vivian Silva, we thought had been taken hostage since we've discovered that she was brutally murdered in her home. I said, can you not just come out with some form of sympathy? And I didn't get a response. And the whole of the next day, I waited for a response. And the following morning, again, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I wrote to her and I said, you haven't responded to me. And I just wanted to check that you'd received my email. Mm-hmm. And at 3 o'clock, she responded to me with the usual rhetoric, the political rhetoric. And that for me was so deeply hurtful that there was,
in other words, there was nothing,
no understanding
there was no,
of the human tragedy and the actual massacre that took place and the cruelty. There was absolutely no. And yes, eventually they came with some mealy-mouthed, statement a week later when we put that advert in the Sunday Times. But I just feel, just on a real human level, There was no understanding, there was no sympathy, there was no empathy. And for people that have gone through such horrific experiences here in South Africa, you would expect that there was that kind of sensitivity. But the political obsession got in the way of that humanity.
So do you think that it isn't even really felt? I mean, I'm thinking about your story, and I'm wondering, was she nervous to write back in case she says something that is out of the party line? Or does she genuinely not even have the ability, because of this politicization?
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she became, I think there was a blindness.
That's what it is.
And it got in the way, and that should never happen. That should never happen. When there has been tragedy and when there has been devastation, there should be some. And, you know, I think even of ourselves, like when there's been a crisis, even in communities that we normally wouldn't connect with, we come out and we express sympathy. It's a basic human trait that we can feel some kind of sadness and for people who have gone through devastation.
It's so interesting that you say that, Wendy. I'm actually going to share something I've actually never shared to anybody, like, because it just wasn't worth repeating. My editor, my past editor at News 24, a religious Muslim woman, has a husband who is a really, really outspoken anti-Israel, anti-Semite. And at the time that I was writing for them, which is even way past October 7th, I asked her how her week was on WhatsApp, and she said, well, her father-in-law, her husband's father, mother, I can't really remember, isn't well, and it's been really, really stressful. And I said, you know, please wish him my best. I know that your husband and I have very, very different views on many things, but some things we all connect with, which is an ill parent, and I just want you to please convey my best wishes to him. And I meant it really, really sincerely. I didn't gain anything from it. It was a genuine thing because I could relate to what it is to worry about a parent who's older and not well. And she said, thank you. That was that. And then, of course, the minute anything, he had an opportunity next to attack me on social media, he did so. And I thought to myself, wow. Like, are we so different? You know, we actually have the same worries, stresses, connections, but in fact this has caused, there's almost like a glitch in it that they cannot connect to another human being empathetically if you have this hatred in your heart, and it's so disturbing.
Yeah. And that's what we should be doing. We should be finding those opportunities. And I just remember several years ago, we brought the mother of one of the three boys who were murdered. Was it 2014?
Yes.
Just before the 2014 war.
Yes.
Rachel, God help me.
Gosh, I remember Rachel, but I do not remember.
Okay, Rachel. She came to South Africa. And we took a group of women, and we went to Boy Patong. Mm-hmm. On the anniversary of the Boy Patong massacre, just so you know, there's a magnificent museum in Boy Patong to remember that massacre. And we took her there to meet with women in that. There's actually an association that's been set up to give those women support. Mm-hmm. And she stood up with the mothers of kids that have been killed in that massacre, and they told each other. Stories to one another, and I've got the pictures. It was just such an incredibly moving experience, and we need to find those times. But what was so devastating after October 7 and was that they couldn't be the political issues interfered with the real human connection. I just tell you another anecdote. I went to the German embassy. It was also days after. We went there with red eyes. We stood there and listened to the government representative. And it was a minister. And I went up to Karen Milner, our chairperson, went up to him afterwards. And we said to him, how, because he'd made a statement, you know, the German ambassador had spoken and he'd mentioned October 7 in his remarks. And he said, well, look, we differ on certain things. And we went up to him afterwards and we said, all you need to do is express some form of sympathy. Yeah.
And you don't need to qualify it. You don't need to qualify it.
And again, you know, I shared with him my story of Vivian Silva, this unbelievable woman who
activist.
Had done these extraordinary things in the name of peace and driven, worked for women wage peace and driven cancer victims from Gaza up to Israeli hospitals. We shared with him, and this is personal for us, this is not political. And he turned around and this is what he said. He said, noted. But it wasn't noted.
Wow.
It wasn't noted.
Wow.
It wasn't noted.
Sure.
And all he had to do was turn around and just say, I'm sorry for your I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for your you know, for the trauma that your community, even if you have no sympathy for Israelis, the trauma that your community is going through. Look at you. You're standing here with tears in your eyes. I'm sorry for you. No, it was noted. And that's what we have to find ways. You know, that's what we expressed. And when we met with the ANC, we expressed that. And we've met when we met with government at that hideous meeting in December 2023, where we were, you know,
manipulated.
That horrible meeting where we couldn't even be greeted by the Minister of International Relations. And I just think, what a missed opportunity as fellow South Africans that we can't stand by one another.
Absolutely. By the way, it's Rachel Frankel was the...
Frankel, my apologies, I'm sorry.
I mean, I couldn't remember it either. But yep, that's where we leave it. Wendy Ikhan, thank you for that, sharing very, very personal stories and real stories about maybe the lack of human care on this Human Rights Day. Wendy Ikhan is a National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies.